Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just how hard did the pandemic hit the Oakland Zoo's budget?
Well, thank you for having me. Certainly, it was a scary time. You know, we had never experienced this before. And all of a sudden, our primary source of revenue just vanished overnight. With that, obviously, a heartbreaking decision to lay off staff. And focusing very directly on the health and safety of our animals. And with that, down to 3 months of cash remaining. So it was a very, very difficult time.
You mentioned you get most of your revenue from ticket sales, from the gate entrance. Is that true of other zoos?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Most zoos, and there are 240 of them, zoos and aquariums across the country, primarily it is ticket sales and membership, certainly some private philanthropic support.
So how did the idea of a property tax emerge?
Well, you know, zoos across the country bring great value to our communities and our cities. And part of that certainly is a public funding partnership. It's common across leading zoos. So we in Oakland receive about 8% of our budget from the public. Other zoos receive more than double or significantly more. So whether it's the San Francisco Zoo, the San Diego Zoo, or even the Fresno Zoo that receives more than $15 million annually. So we're just trying to catch up to these other leading zoos across the country.
So how did you decide on a property tax in particular instead of trying to boost revenues in other ways?
Well, I mean, we are always trying to diversify our funding. So private fundraising, grants, we look at all different ways to do this. But we are relying on a public-private partnership. Certainly, we could raise funds by raising our gate pricing, our admissions, which in fact have nearly doubled over the past 10 years. But that's what we're trying to avoid. You know, we want the zoo to be more accessible, not less. And so by raising funds through a property tax would enable us to do all the work that we can and need to do, but also keep our admission prices low.
Is there polling done on the voters' sentiment when it comes to proposing a tax in November? Is there an appetite for this tax?
Yes. I mean, we have conducted polling, and, you know, people resoundingly want to see the zoo be better. There's a lot of nostalgia around what the zoo represents and certainly what we want to achieve. It is about education, about reaching youth in the classes in Oakland. It's about taking care of wildlife and certainly our animals, many of them which are a rescue. And it's about giving more access to people who need it, so low-income populations that don't have access. Just yesterday, I received a hand-drawn card from a preschool class in the city of Oakland, 25 students who had never been to the zoo and having that first experience. So how tremendous is that? I mean, it feels so good. And the ability to do more and to do hundreds and thousands more of those types of visits over the years is really important.
You know, and you're coming up on this November ballot measure during a particularly tough time, right? You have got to sell this when inflation is still rising.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. Look, I mean, investing in the zoo is really about investing in Oakland, and it's about investing in education, in care for our animals, certainly our staff, and investing in the access that is so important and the equity that we're trying to reach to really drive home a message to our entire community. So, yes, it's a tough time, and we recognize that, but the Oakland Zoo really has an incredible impact in the community and certainly would allow us to do so much more through this effort.
Yeah, that impact is clear in that area. But what happens to the zoo if voters do not pass this tax?
Well, quite simply, our work, frankly, would be delayed for decades. We wouldn't be able to grow in the ways that are so needed. Again, when it comes to Oakland students and Oakland youth at a time where schools are potentially shutting down, reaching across to all of Oakland to access that zoo, these kids that showed up a little while ago, having that amazing experience, that spark of interest, we wouldn't be able to do it in the way that we really would want to. And then we'd have to look at our prices. We don't want to raise those prices in the way that we've already done. Again, that's not the path we'd like to see. It simply just becomes more difficult to run this institution and to give back and invest in Oakland in the way that we really want to.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.